This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've had a couple of days to think about this. Audio courtesy of TBS. I've had a couple of days to think about this, and I still think it's one of the finest moments I've ever been a part of in Cleveland sports as a fan. That Grand Slam, I number one to me is the block and the shot, probably number one and two. That honestly, Tone, that might be number three, the Lane Thomas Grand Slam.
Number three.
Thinking about it more.
Dang.
That might be it. I want to tell my experience. I kind of want to go around the room here and ask everybody. Well, I might not ask the guy behind the glass his experience because I'm trying not to start saying uncivil things to him. Either way, your experience is very interesting, Tone.
It was the worst experience you could have.
Owen was there.
So for me, it's
well,
not.
Mine was the best experience.
For Owen, it'll be a little different. I'll just let Owen take it away because for me, it's not a top 100 Cleveland sports experience. And that has way more to do with my situation than the Guardians.
I want to, because I think you might change your mind here in a second. Go ahead.
You were at Santa Maria, right, Anthony?
Yeah.
I was at Santa Maria. It was crazy. This was more crazy. I was fortunate enough. We had tickets. We had a football game scheduled. And when they changed to the 1 o'clock start, I said, well, we got to sell the tickets. We aren't going. And my wife convinced me to just keep the tickets and go. We walked in by the bottom of the second and stood where you couldn't see anything. And then saw a friend of ours who had four seats. Had two open seats because her kids were at a football game and said, come sit by us on the third baseline, about halfway into left field. My view of that Grand Slam, I will never forget it. It is etched into my memory banks forever. It might be the last thing I ever see when my day comes to see things never again, right? Just, it was the most insane. The whole stadium was shaking. The whole stadium was vibrating. I thought I was not going to have a voice today from screaming and running all the way down to the field and high-fiving everyone else on the way back up. And it became, from that moment on, there were a couple guys sitting around me said, you know, we still got to get these outs. But it was a party from that moment on. I mean, it was a coronation of winning the ALDS. It's not the end goal.
Wow.
But,
so it didn't get pensive at all later on when it was 5-3?
I think there was still a looseness of like, oh, we've got – well, I mean, Thursday night was 5-3, right?
Yeah.
Like there was a feeling of like we've got some room to play with here, and then they went and tacked on extra runs.
Yeah.
Also, the once he hits that, it's the every vendor you see, you're telling them, hey, get me one more.
No, it was it was
a good time. And then the afterwards over on Prospect and Huron and East 4th, the chance of bleep the Yankees was deafening at times, just as loud. It was a great day.
No, wait a minute. Did you keep the party going?
It was, we were down here till 10.
Bleep doesn't stand for bring on, does it?
It does not.
Okay.
That would be your version.
No, it's not mine. It is not mine. Several people told me to do it. I'm not doing it. That's just not going to happen.
I would tell you what it was. It would be the last conversation we ever had on air.
Okay. Well, we've had a lot of good conversations on the air. So, hey, you could say anything once, and then
that'd
be it.
I mean, just an amazing time in the stadium. And everybody that got to be there, even with the time change, and I know that screwed a couple of people out of their plans. They did
a few people,
you know. and it was, you finally saw it. This is what I've been talking about. U Sports.
Yeah.
My college football watching days have been numbered because of U Sports. We somehow managed. At 12:55, I was standing on a football field in Avon Lake and made it in by the bottom of the second.
Oh, gosh. We had my dad texted me. He's like, hey, we're coming to the game. He said, we're going to the game. And I thought he said he was like coming to Axel's game. I'm like, no, the game's already started. Don't come here. I go, oh, because he's like, Kerry got tickets. And I go, oh, well, we don't sell tickets. So obviously, these guys like, oh, my God. So I've never been to a playoff anything. I've always watched on TV. I think the mood, I'm too nervous for things like that. My dad went, he had a remarkable time. My dad's an old style Indians fan from way back. He had a blast. I'm glad he had a blast.
Had he been to a playoff game before?
My father?
Yeah.
No, I don't think. I think so. This is my father's first.
Lifelong Northeast Ohio guy.
I mean, he's a man in his 60s. He was a baseball fan first. You know, that's how that goes. He's mellowed out over time, so mellowing out has made him a bigger baseball fan as you follow it along. So I was happy for him that he got to see it. I think Lima's experience with it is pretty exceptional.
Is miserable, is what you want to say.
You got to tell everybody how it went. Yeah. I got my story, but I want to hear yours.
Well, I want to thank the four guys who I was living vicariously through right below our broadcast booth at Kent State. Famous Dick's Stadium, Kenny,
yes.
Where I was told, watch the adjectives.
Vaunted.
Watch the way you describe. Don't get too creative describing the name.
Well, then name it something else. Name it Lambert Stadium.
I guess
it's got an X in it.
I guess over the last few weeks, some people had gotten in trouble a little bit anyway. So I'm sitting there.
Shriffin.
And
he never stops.
I had my tablet and I had the game on and I realized I can't continue doing this. Maybe if I was doing color analysis of a football game, then I could have it there. And while the play is going, you know, you can't do it if you're doing play-by-play. And I realized, this sucks. I have to put it away. It's going to be distracting. But thankfully, I had four guys right in front of us. Big fans of the show, by the way.
Thankful to them.
They at first had four phones out, and they're like, why don't we just share one? Because, you know, they took an interest in going to see the Kent State football game, apparently. Yeah. And they were letting me know what was going on to the point where when it was loaded, guy knocked on the booth. And I'm like, all right, I love these guys. But again, this is distracting as I'm going third down and 10, 4:22 to go. And all of a sudden, the guys start jumping in unison. And I'm like, that could only be a grand slam. And then they're screaming, grand slam. I'm like, okay, shut the booth. Shut the booth. Let's do the game with Ryan Kavanaugh. I'm like, we have to shut the booth now. This is.
Oh my God.
I think we're gonna be okay. But it was unfortunate because obviously, had they have just kept the 4 o'clock game, it never rained until 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Had they have just kept the original start time, you know, so many people wouldn't have had to make their alterations or whatever. But I obviously happy, and I looked around. There were a bunch of people exploding in the state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stadium, the football stadium that I was at. So
man,
a lot of
great
people had the same deal. They either had it, you know, radio in your earbud, or you had it on your phone.
I took it in on Spectrum. I took it in on Sirius. Because we had to go to dinner in Youngstown. So I left halftime of the fifth and sixth grade game. I had Axel with me. He's in the passenger seat. It was a monsoon, and so I heard it. And it was, you know, and they get the bases loaded, like right before they get the bases loaded. it was Tom Hamilton jumps in. He's like, I just got a text from Betsy Kling. There's a lot of rain. It's overcast. There's a lot of rain to the south, but it's clear here. I go, oh, they're, because I thought for a second, I go, man, they're going to have a rain delay. It's pouring down here. But, you know, that's, clouds don't go all over the place. And so we go to turn on 224. Jose had just got hit in the hand. It's a 1-1 game. I was worried about Jose. And then the moment, like, he hits it deep. And Jim Rosenhaus goes to describe it. Axel starts losing his mind. He's in the passenger seat. Now, remember, it's a monsoon. So I am, like, gripping the wheel as I'm trying to merge onto 224 to go back home. And I've never heard it so loud on a broadcast in my entire life. He was totally drowned out by the crowd. He was totally drowned out. I've never heard anything louder. The moment that it encompassed, just in the truck, it's raining. I have my son next to me. He's losing his mind. I'm driving, trying to keep it on the road. I'm trying to hold in my emotions as I'm trying to keep it on the road. It's 5-1. And then, like, we get to the gas station. It's like, I can't believe this just happened. I cannot believe this just happened. And then there was a moment because I filled up. And by the time I got done filling up, it's like, all right, it's 5-2 now. Like, I didn't get a chance to really take it all in. And then afterwards, I'm like, man, this is such a cool moment. And so that's why I'm thinking, I don't care if it was an ALDS game. I know it's a best of five series, not a best of seven. And they've played in World Series before. And Rajay Davis hit a home run in game seven, even though I do knock it because it ended up being in a losing effort. Not his fault, but ended up being that. I go, man, I do. I put it right up there. Like, to me, if I'm ranking them, it's block shot, whichever way you want to do it. And then it would be that. And then it probably would be when Jimmy said, you know, oh, the only thing is missing is all of you. Is up there when they beat Pittsburgh to go to the playoffs during the COVID year, and there were only 12,000 fans in the stands, and I thought that was just such a great line, and it was emotional at that time. I mean, we see what they are now, for the love of God, but either way, to me, it was just such a big moment. I really do. I think that we witnessed, in my lifetime, I think I, through audio, witnessed one of the greatest moments of my sporting life. One of the greatest moments I've ever seen as a Cleveland sports fan. It was unbelievable to me. That guy, it was so much more satisfying that guy, who had so many issues with the trade, with this is all we get is this Lane Thomas fella who ain't that great to begin with, and through the month of August was terrible, just terrible, and then did what he did in the month of September, and he comes up here in this moment and has this opportunity, and then I started to think about the entire series, and well, man, David Fry steps in and he does what he does in game four. And Brian Rocchio, who we laughed at when he says he wants to be like Jose Ramirez during the regular season, Brian Rocchio having an incredible series offensively and defensively. I go, these guys are stepping up. And then Austin Hedges, you could tell the difference with Emmanuel Clase. I don't mean to rip Bo Naylor here, but he's just so inexperienced and he doesn't know what he's doing compared to Austin Hedges. There was so much more confidence with Emmanuel Clase with Austin Hedges behind the plate. Like, you guys could see that. You guys could see everything there. And and what I saw in game four to game five and all of it, it was so remarkable. It was just so remarkable, and they should be proud of themselves. Steven Vogt should be proud as a manager. I did not like going immediately to the bullpen with Cade Smith in the third inning. I thought they should have let Matt Boyd go out there for another out or two.
I don't even know if that was a good overall Vogt game. But the heroics, and I'm just the way he managed the bullpen and whatever, but you know, you don't really care when you move on and you're one of the final four teams playing.
And Eli Morgan, for a time, who I said he sounds like a country act at Clay's Park during the summer concert series, and he goes out there, you got to get two outs, and he was fantastic. Obviously fantastic. Where he gets out there, I'm like, man, I don't have much confidence in this. I don't know how this is going to go. And he goes and he shuts it down up at the right moment every time and put together an entire team effort of it. And that's what it was, such a special moment to me. I wish it was yesterday because we'd still be coming off the feelings of it. I think that a lot of people might be getting ready for the Yankees now. But to me, that moment and that series with all these different names coming in, picking each other up, like Andrew Walters was lost Nervous. I think the moment was maybe a little bit too big for him. I worry about the Yankees now.
I do
with
too.
Him.
I don't know how much they can trust him at all next series.
But you have other veterans, and Emmanuel Clase is great. Eli Morgan was great. Like, they picked each other up. It was just outstanding. It's a well-run franchise. They deserve that. There's good people over there. They deserve this, and they deserve to go out and beat the Yankees. They deserve it. I know it may or may not happen. I'm not going to guarantee anything, and I'm not going to say the stupid stuff I said
we
in 2017,
can't get
even though
you?
I can't stand it.
Tough talking,
no,
Ken.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
I'm not
going to
do it.
The
it's on them. It's
want
not
it,
on me.
Kenny.
No, because it's almost like it's bad luck, and I don't want to be bad luck to them. They deserve all the good luck in the world because they're wonderful people over there. You know, Curtis and his staff and everybody, they're wonderful people, and they deserve every bit of success that they possibly can get. I know I've said a lot of things about the owner, and a lot of things about the owner are absolutely true, but they deserve it. It's a well-run franchise. The fans that have stuck it out with them for years, they absolutely deserve every bit of success that they get. 216-474-0092. I thought it was one of the greatest moments I've ever been a part of in Cleveland sports history. I'm glad Owen got to witness it live. I'm glad you got to live vicariously through the fans when you were doing your job and you had to do your job. I'm glad I was in the truck at the right time to hear it. I'm thankful for the guy who was on the sidelines at the youth game who was playing it loud enough so we could hear it on the sidelines. I'm thankful for all of it.
Yeah,
it was just such a wonderful, wonderful moment.
How about no more elimination games at 1 o'clock? We'll leave it at that. We've made our history. Let's move them all to where everybody in the region can see them.
Is four okay? Is four?
I think that's better.
It's not elimination. I think we have 5 o'clock in game three on Thursday. 5:08. I want to say
5:08 Thursday, and then 8:08 on Friday.
7:38 tonight. I believe 7:38 tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. Today it will be Alex Cobb. It seems to be Tanner Bibee tomorrow. 216-474-0092. This is the perfect setup for Guardians fans. And I'll tell you why with some audio coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.